Hi, this is Jay Aruga from the Jay Aruga Show podcast. You'll also hear me in Unboxing Catholicism every Sunday nights at 8 p.m. in the Unboxing the Bible series. Content creation can sometimes be tiring, not to mention nerve-wracking when dealing with bashers. That's why at the end of the day, I retreat to Hollow. Hollow is the number one Christian Catholic prayer app in the U.S. and it's making its way in the Philippines with over 5,000 audio-guided prayer, meditation, daily rosary, and readings with Bishop Barron, Father Mike Schmitz, Jonathan Rumi, and many more. Use Unboxing Catholicism's promo link at hollow.com/unboxingcatholicism for a free 3-month trial. That's hollow.com/unboxingcatholicism. Hollow is spelled hallow.com/unboxingcatholicism. And now, on to the show. I have been asked about my thoughts on the Israel-Palestinian conflict. I try not to answer the question publicly as much as I can. But now's the time. Welcome to the Jay Aruga Show. Kamusta? Kamusta? Welcome to the Jay Aruga Show, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. We're the first conservative podcast in the Philippines, and I'm your host, Jay Aruga. Sawa ka na ba sa pang-alipusta ng mainstream culture sa ating pinanghawakang values? Pwes ito ang podcast para sa'yo kung saan tuturuan namin kayo ipagtanggol ang truth, life, marriage, and the family. Because it takes a village to take back the culture. Ano ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon? Usually kapag ganitong time of the year, meron tayong Halloween episode. Pero this year, wala. But ang topic natin is equally scary. Because we'll talk about war. May mga nagtatanong sa akin about my thoughts on the Israel-Palestinian conflict. I try to keep it private, but the question keeps coming up again and again. Kaya eto, gagawa na tayo ng episode tungkol dyan. Here are my thoughts. But first, nais ko muna kayong imbitahan to press the follow button kung nakikinig kayo sa Spotify or Apple Podcast. Kung nadala kayo dito mula sa link na kinlik nyo sa Facebook, then follow nyo yung Facebook page natin. Kung YouTube ang nagdala sa inyo dito, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And kahit na anuman ang nagdala sa inyo dito, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Gusto natin i-boost ang followers doon. Ang mga maliliit na actions na ito helps our cause in taking back the culture. Kaya, thank you guys. It helps reach more audience. Okay, salamat. Alright, back to the topic. Anong topic natin ulit ngayon? Oh yeah, yung Israel-Palestinian conflict. I tried to evade giving my thoughts on the details. Ito yung mga dahilan. Number one, hindi ako expert dito. I haven't followed the conflict enough to speak credibly about it. Besides, lahat ng mga nalalaman ko tungkol sa conflict ay nadinig ko lang din sa ibang mga commentators. Obviously, maka-Daily Wire ako kaya puro pro-Israel ang nadidinig kong commentary. Pero sabi ko sa past episodes, I listen to the Young Turks as well. Dahil crush ko si Anna Kasparian. Kaya napakinggan ko din ang points ni Cenk Uygur. Pro-Palestinians siya. Ano man ang side mo sa conflict na ito, I hope we both agree na karumal-dumal ang ginawa ng Hamas. They killed many innocent civilians, kids, elderly, yung iba pa nga doon, Holocaust survivor. Biruin mo na, survived nila ang Nazi Germany, si Hitler. Tapos ito lang pala papatay sa kanila. Besides that, mula mismo sa rinilis na video ng Hamas, they raped women. Hindi kailangan ng Hamas gawin ang lahat ng yon kung liberation lang ng Palestine ang pinaglalaban nila. This is the face of great evil. So I hope we agree on that. Ang nadidinig kong disagreement sa issue is whether tama ba ang retaliation ng Israel sa Gaza. Ayon kay Ben Shapiro, ay tama lang. Of course, dahil Jew siya. Besides, ayon sa Israel, tuwing may bobombahin silang building, ay isang katutak na warnings ang binibigay nila sa Palestine para i-move ang mga civilians. Pero of course, dahil terrorist organization ang Hamas, gagamitin lang human shields ang civilians as much as possible. Kailan ka ba nakakita ng terrorista who played fair, who honored the Geneva Convention? Ayon naman sa pro-Palestinian side, ayon kay Cenk Uygur, excessive daw ang ginawang retaliation ng Israel. Di umano'y 3 times daw ang civilians na casualties sa Gaza kaysa sa October 7 attack. Sabi ng side ng pro-Palestinian, hindi daw proportional ang retaliation ng Israel. Pero sabi naman ng pro-Israel side, kung proportional lang ang inahanap, edi dapat ay ni-rape din ng mga Israelis ang mga babae ng Palestine. So yun yung mga nadidinig kong sagutan sa internet. And of course, on a side note, sabi nila marami din daw sa mga sumabog na bomba sa Gaza are because of failed rockets ng mga Palestinians na bumabagsak din sa sarili nilang buildings. Allegedly. Okay, so ang tanong sa pro-Palestinian side, kung hindi ganun ang ginawang retaliation ng Israel, and if we both agree na kailangan ma-eradicate ang Hamas, matanggal sa Gaza ang Hamas because they're a terrorist organization, anong dapat na ginawa ng Israel? Ayon kay Cenk, ang appropriate response daw is the same sa ginawa ng US kay Osama Bin Laden, yung may covert operation. Whether I agree with Ben Shapiro or Cenk Uygur, yung part na yan, I will keep it private na lang because the number 2 reason I don't talk about the Israel-Palestinian conflict in this podcast or in Facebook is because hindi naman ito part ng niche ng podcast. Labas na ito sa saklaw ng mga topics ng podcast na ito. We talk about social conservatism, some Catholic and Christian stuff, pero dito sa giyera sa Middle East, labas na ito sa aking sakop na pag-usapan. Although, kung gusto nyo talagang pigain ako sa aking thoughts ko dito, you can message me privately. Join kayo sa The J. Aruga Show newsletter. Then email nyo ako. I promise, kung tatanungin nyo ako about this, sasagot ako doon. Ano ngayon ang niche ng podcast? Bakit ko biglang bin-ring up ang topic na ito? So, mukha bang clickbait lang ang ginawa ko? Ito ang pasok sa niche ng podcast. Dahil part ng Catholic social teaching ang war and peace, ginamit ko lang as a jumping point ang Israel and Palestinian conflict para pag-usapan ang tinatawag na Just War Doctrine. In Tagalog, doktrina ng makatarungang digmaan. Obviously, hindi katoliko ang mga Jews. At mas lalong hindi katoliko ang mga Palestinians. Pero, ang mga bansa na may leaders na Catholic, please know that the Church in her wisdom provided us with a guide kung malagay man tayo sa sitwasyon ng pakikidigma. Sabi ni Jesus sa Beatitudes, sa Matthew 5 verse 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." So we are called for peace. We should be peacemakers. Pero dito papasok yung pagkakaiba ng mabait sa mabuti. Mabait means nice. Mabuti means good. Hindi laging kaaya-aya ang pagiging mabait or nice. Kaaya-aya ang pagiging mabuti or good. Ano ang kinaiba ng dalawa? Let me illustrate. Halimbawa, may taong binubuli sa harapan mo. Ang isang nice individual ay walang gagawin. Mabait siya eh. Ayaw niya ng conflict. Ayaw niya makipag-away. Di baling binubuli ang tao sa harapan niya. Kasi, pacifist ako eh. Ang isang mabuting tao, a good person, ay hindi hayaang mabuli ang nasa harapan niya. Lalong-lalo na kung macho naman siya at kayang-kaya niya i-out-macho ang bully. Ipagtatanggol niya ang naapi. Yan ang difference ng mabait sa mabuti. Now, given that background, the church in her wisdom, hindi niya tayo hinayaang mabuli na lang. Kung ang isang bansa ay naapi, binigyan tayo ng provision ng simbahan sa tinatawag na just war. Pero syempre, hindi ito simpleng doktrina na madaling ipatupad. Baka kasi maabuso ito. Kailangan ng matinding discernment ng mga authorities bago ito ipatupad. Lest we become bullies ourselves. Nice ko lang sabihin that the church never thought that all violence is evil or sinful. Wow. Controversial statement. Pero think about this. The Old Testament is replete with examples of war sanctioned by God. In the New Testament, even Jesus, he resorted to a form of violence when he was angry at the money changers in the temple. He made a whip of cords at tinaob niya ang tables ng mga money changers. In Luke chapter 22, Jesus asked his disciples to sell their cloaks to buy swords. So not all forms of violence are evil. The just war doctrine goes all the way back from one of the greatest thinkers in the Christian faith, si Saint Augustine of Hippo. Sa kanyang work entitled City of God, ayon kay Augustine, violence could be undertaken for legitimate reasons. Ang medyo recent example are the Crusades. If you want to learn more about the Crusades, balik kayo sa episode natin with Steve Weidenkopf. And this episode, kaka-release ko lang yung video, the full interview, sa YouTube channel ng The Jay Aruga Show. Kaya subscribe na kayo doon! Gusto ko lang ulitin that the first call is a call for peace. Ayon sa Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2308, all citizens and all governments are obliged to work for the avoidance of war. However, so may malaking however sa paragraph 2308. As long as the danger of war persists and there is no international authority with the necessary competence and power, governments cannot be denied the right of lawful self-defense once all peace efforts have failed. Yan ang sinasabi sa Catechism of the Catholic Church, CCC 2308. And now we go to the next paragraph, 2309, kung saan nilalay down ng CCC ang conditions for a just war. The strict conditions for legitimate defense by military force require rigorous consideration. The gravity of such decision makes it a subject to rigorous conditions of moral legitimacy. So kita nyo kung paano inulit-ulit ng Catechism of the Catholic Church na kailangan may rigorous consideration ang pagde-decide dito sa gyera. Hindi nila tinake ito lightly. Hindi ito tinetake ng simbahan lightly. So ito ngayon yung mga conditions for just war. Ito yung kapag ginagawa na ng kalabang bansa or a group of people or terrorist kung hindi na makatarungan ang ginagawa nila sa isang government or community. Ito ang mga dapat pagnilayan ng mga tao sa authority. Number one, the damage inflicted by the aggressor on the nation or community of nations must be lasting, grave, and certain. Dito sa number one, kapag sinabing aggressor, ito yung hostile na kalabang bansa or terrorist Unang tanong ay may matinding damage ba kung sasalakay sa atin ang hostile na bansa or group of people? May certainty ba? Or baka mamaya mga hippies lang itong mga ito, mahilig lang magpakahay, nasa gubat lang sila, tapos wala namang sinasaktan. Number 2, all other means of putting an end to it must have been shown to be impractical or ineffective. Na-exhaust na ba lahat ng avenues to attain peace? Kung ang danger ng aggressor is imminent, baka impractical at ineffective na ang ibang means necessary. Perhaps ang dami ng peace talks pero tila baga hindi naman ito pinapansin or siniseryoso ng aggressor. Halimbawa, binigyan na kayo ng lupa dyan. Why can't you still leave us alone? Hindi ko rin refer ang Israel-Palestinian conflict sa example na yon. Random example lang yon. Number 3, there must be serious prospect of success. Mahalaga sa just war na malaki ang chance of success ng inyong initiative. Otherwise, baka malaki na ang pinsala ng attempt nyo, pero para lang sa wala. Hindi ko alam kung justified ang nuclear bombing sa Hiroshima and Nagasaki noong World War II, pero imagine ninyo, hindi natapos ang gera after that bombing. So, mas lalong hindi justified yon dahil wala palang prospect of success yung ginawa ng US. Number 4, the use of arms must not produce evils and disorders graver than the evil to be eliminated. The power of modern means of destruction weighs very heavily in evaluating this condition. So mahalaga itong number 4 dahil kailangan, ironic man, may puso rin ang pag-wage ng gera. Hindi just war ang ginawa ng Hamas na nang-rape sila ng mga inosente. This is a grave evil. Ang nangyari noong October 7, 2023, like I said kanina, this is the true face of evil. Kasi masigit na evil syempre yung panggagahasa than kung ano man yung nais nilang ma-accomplish doon, kung meron man. Lastly, sa just war, the evaluation of these conditions of moral legitimacy belongs to the prudential judgment of those who have responsibility for the common good. Hopefully, ang Secretary of Defense ng isang bansa ay Catholic who will abide by these principles of just war kung sakali mang masabak sa gera ang isang bansa. Pero may clincher yan. With great power to raise a war comes great responsibility. Ayon sa CCC 2313 and 2314, number 1, non-combatants, wounded soldiers, and prisoners must be respected and treated humanely. So dito pumapasok ang humane treatment sa prisoners of war. Again, ang pang-rape na ginawa ng Hamas at pagpatay, pag-kidnap sa elderly and children, these are evil acts. Number 2, actions deliberately contrary to the law of nations and to its universal principles are crimes, as are the orders that command such actions. Blind obedience does not suffice to excuse those who carry them out. Thus, the extermination of people, nation, or ethnic minority must be condemned as a mortal sin. One is morally bound to resist orders that command genocide. Ibig sabihin ng line na yan ay bawal mag-commit ng genocide. At dito binibigyan ng responsibility ang mga sundalo. Hindi sila pwedeng magtago sa excuse na, sumusunod lang po ako sa utos sa akin eh. Lalo na kapag malinaw na ang utos sa kanya is morally problematic. Number 3, every act of war directed to the indiscriminate destruction of whole cities or vast areas with their inhabitants is a crime against God and man, which merits firm and unequivocal condemnation. So, ibig sabihin, hindi mo pwedeng bombahin yung buong syudad, buong lungsod, na filled with non-combatants, as a strategy sa iyong gyera. Kung kunwari itong mga non-combatants na ito ay workers dun sa nearby bomb factory, medyo hindi morally good ang desisyon na yun. At syempre kung laging Hamas ang example natin, madaling sabihin na hindi just ang war na ni-wage nila. Sa side ng Israel, did they commit an indiscriminate destruction of whole cities or vast areas with their inhabitants? Syempre laging may moral dilemma ang mga papasok sa giyera. Dahil kung laging gagamitin ng bad guys as human shield ang mga civilians nila, ibig sabihin ay walang gerang may papanalo ang mga gusto lang mag-abide sa principles of just war. So itong CCC 2313 and 2314, they help us discern. Dahil hindi basta nasa giyera kayo ay lahat ay pwede nang gawin, lahat ay all out na. Not all is fair in war. And love. Masingit ko lang. Kaya paulit-ulit kong sinasabi, matinding discernment ang kailangan sa giyera at pag-ibig. Bukod sa mga yan, sa CCC 2315 and 2316, it talks about the development and accumulation of weapons of war. So basahin nyo lang ito, hindi ko nababasahin ang paragraphs, pero sinasabi lang dito na kailangan in moderation ang pagkakaroon ng weapons ng isang bansa. Minsan daw kasi ay nakaka-aggravate pa ito at nagiging cause of war. So ayan, mabigat ang topic natin, war is messy. Bilang civilian at citizen ng mundo, wala tayong magagawa kundi magdasal. We are fallen creatures, kaya tayo laging nauuwi sa giyera. Until the time na ang Panginoong Hesukristo na ang naghahari sa ating lahat, hindi mawawala ang digmaan ng mga bansa. Let's pray for peace. Let's also pray for peace within ourselves. Inner peace. The best thing we can do is follow the Beatitudes. So let's be peacemakers. All right, what do you think of this episode? Send me an email by subscribing to thejarugashow.com. Nakikinig ako sa inyong mga suggestions. Itong issue na ito, in fact, about the Israel-Palestinian conflict, has been asked to me persistently by a follower, particularly si Gia. So hi Gia, shout out sa'yo. Also, I would like to tell you guys that we are now an ambassador for Halo. Kanina lang, we said to pray for peace. There is no better app to help you pray than Halo. H-A-L-L-O-W. Marami ditong guided prayers with celebrities like Mark Wahlberg, Jonathan Rumi of The Chosen, and kung Filipino naman ang hanap nyo, nandyan si Marizo Mali and ang kaibigan natin sa podcast, si Father Franz Dizon. Download the Halo app now on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. All right, this has been another episode of the Jay Aruga Show, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye. If this episode made your day, or even if it didn't, please press that follow button right there. If you're listening in Apple Podcasts, please give us a 5-star review. Spread the word, tell your friends, family, your dog to subscribe as well. Thank you very much.